Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Mr. Number 1509. Commentary on the Epistle to the Ephesians. Medical work to be connected to the Church. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Ephesians 1 verses 1-8. These promises are not made to a few, but to all who will come to the heavenly banquet that God has prepared by sending his Son to our world to die in our behalf, that through faith in him we should become one with God. The praise and glory of his grace, power, and wisdom is the effectual salvation of a peculiar people. Wonderful possibilities are provided for every one who has faith in Christ. No walls are built to keep any living soul from salvation. The predestination of which God speaks includes all who will accept Christ as a personal Savior, who will return to their loyalty, to perfect obedience to all God's commandments. This is the effectual salvation of a peculiar people, chosen by God from among men. All who are willing to be saved by Christ are the elect of God. It is the obedient who are predestinated from the foundation of the world. There is a serious, solemn work to be done at this time. In all places the standard is to be lifted. God has made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Verses 9-13. The word of truth, Bible truth, present truth, is to be presented calmly, soberly, in the demonstration of the Spirit, for the angels of God are making impressions upon minds. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believe, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. What is the seal of the living God, which is placed in the foreheads of his people? It is a mark which angels, but not human eyes, can read, for the destroying angel must see this mark of redemption. The intelligent mind has seen the sign of the cross of Calvary in the Lord's adopted sons and daughters. The sin of the transgression of the law of God is taken away. They have on the wedding garment, and are obedient and faithful to all God's commands, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Paul continues, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Verses 14-19. You are engaged in a great work, but you are treating yourself unwisely. You must guard yourself and those who look to you for instruction, that you may not work away the healthy tone and fragrance which reveals the sound, sensible principles that make sound, sensible workers who can advance God's cause. This thing you must remember. Every standard raised in the work is to be founded on the book, that storm and tempest may be unable to sweep it away. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Verses 19-23. You must not educate your students to look to and depend on you. Do not tell them, as a master does his servant, what work they are to do. You may advise, but let them go to the Lord for counsel. He has given to every man his work. If you should follow your human judgment, you would do the very things that would be out of harmony with God's purposes and plans. Warn every student against placing dependence on you, for you are not beyond temptation. Even now, though doing the very work the Lord designs to have done, you are embracing too much. The light of Christian instruction may be turned in wrong channels, and the work God would have done may become too scattered, thus bringing confusion and discouragement upon the workers. The Lord alone must be your counselor. Remember that Satan has come down with great power to work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they yield to his plans. You are not above temptation. You are not to feel confidence in your own strength. Your only dependence must be in God. Lean hard on Jesus Christ. You have worked hard to bring about good results. Do not now make any mistakes. You must never, never seek to lift one pin, remove one landmark, that the Lord has given to his people as truth. You can manipulate matters to suit your own plans and devices. But just as soon as you allow your influence to lead away from the straight and narrow path that the Lord has cast up for his people, in order to accommodate yourself, your prosperity will cease, for God will not be your guide. The record of Nebuchadnezzar's life has been presented to me again and again to present to you, that you may be warned not to trust in yourself and your own wisdom, or to make flesh your arm. Never seek for popularity. Never let the banner be lowered or dropped from your hands in order to blend in the wording of the message for these last days anything but that which will keep the features of our faith prominent. Here are they which keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14 verse 12. You are in positive danger. You are placing too many duties upon yourself and those connected with you. Unless you give yourself time for prayer and for study of the scriptures, you will be in danger of accommodating the scriptures to your own ideas. Take heed that in the work you are doing you do not misapply your powers, giving all you have to a work which is not a whole but only a part of the work to be done. Keep the part you are doing in symmetrical proportion with the other lines of the work, that the structure we are building may be firm and solid, able to withstand the stress of circumstances and temptation. The Lord's church is to him the dearest object on earth. Creation itself was originated in the purpose of God that he might glorify himself in the redemption of his people. Your work is not to shape itself. It is not to be separated from the church. Neither are you in any way to demerit the ministry and exalt the work you are doing above the church. You are not to allow the students to suppose your work is separate, because in doing this you will show that you are not a co-worker with God. You may carry things in such a way that those connected with you will be led to think that should you be taken away, all that you had advised, planned, and set in operation would have to go forward just as you had planned. We hope that the blessing of God will attend you because you walk humbly with God, yoked up with Christ, that he will spare your life to accomplish a work that will be as enduring as eternity. The apostle teaches us God's purpose when he calls the gospel. The mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians